Hello?
Yes, my name is Bridget, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this callback?
Yeah, this is myself.
And how may I assist you?
Hi, you guys. How did my name last week, but I wasn't able to. Like I kept calling that number, and I tried to also get it online, but it won't let me do it.
Okay, what are you saying? You're trying to file an unemployment claim?
No, it's filed. I received my letter. I received my letter about how much I might get weekly, but it hasn't been approved yet.
Okay, so what are you trying to do? File your weekly certification?
Yeah, I've been trying to do that, but I haven't been able to.
Let me see, because you may have to file over again. What's your Social Security number?
598-247400.
And what's your name?
Naomi Rodriguez Torres.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Naomi Torres.
Okay. Her last name is Torres also?
Yeah.
Okay. You're named after your mom?
Mine's Rodriguez Torres.
Oh, okay. Okay, now you need to file for certification. I'll do it for you this time. You understand that making any false statements on this certification is under penalty of perjury?
Yeah.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yeah, I understand.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. Okay, our records indicate there has been a break in your claim due to no certification being processed for the previous week. So you missed it last week. This will be for the week of 6/23/24 to 6/29/24. So were you paid any wages during that time?
No.
Okay. During the benefit week of 6/23/24 to 6/29/24, did you quit a job or were you discharged from a job other than the previous reported on your initial unemployment claim?
No job yet.
Okay. Were you paid or will you be paid any wages for this week of 6/30/24 to 7/6/24?
No.
Okay. Did you receive holiday pay?
No.
Did you receive vacation pay?
No.
Did you receive sick pay?
No.
Did you receive compensation for an on-the-job injury?
No.
Did you become eligible for a retirement pension or has your pension amount changed? No.
No.
Okay. Were you physically and mentally able to work?
Yes.
Were you available for work?
Yes.
Okay. Did you begin attending school or a training program?
No.
Did you become self-employed or return to your normal self-employed activities?
No.
Okay. Did you refuse an offer of work or a referral to a job?
No.
Okay. Did you quit a job or were you discharged from a job other than the job previously reported on your unemployment claim?
No.
Okay. Were you seeking full-time work as instructed by the claims office?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Were you seeking full-time work as instructed by the claim? Okay, now who is your contact, your employer that you contacted about a job?
Oh, I've been applying on Indeed. Let me see what the I've been applying on Indeed. I have this what's the name of it? Hold on. Sorry, I'm looking for it. Hold on, I'm sorry. It's for it says the resource MFG team.
The who?
Resource MFG team.
Resource S.
And then no, M, the letter M, S, and then G.
G. Team, you said?
Team, yeah.
And what city was this?
This was in, I didn't need, this should be for in for Madison.
Okay. And what date was this?
This one, Wednesday, last Wednesday.
Now, what's that date?
Hold on, let me look for it for you. It'll be the 3rd, July 3rd.
Okay. And this was online?
Indeed, yeah.
And the result of the contact is application submitted?
Yes.
Okay, and what was number 2?
Hold on, let me see right here. Let me go to Indie. Let me see, what is this? I also applied for Burlington University here in Huntsville.
You did what now?
Applied for Burlington Coat Factory here on Huntsville.
Burlington Coat Factory. Huntsville. And what date did you do that?
It was also on the same date.
Okay, the 3rd. And what did you do, online or in person?
Online.
Okay, and application submitted?
Yeah.
And what was the 3rd employer?
The 3rd one will be for ViewTech.
Who?
ViewTech.
How do you spell that?
B-U-T-E-Q.
And that's B-U-T-E-Q?
Yeah.
Okay, and what city is that?
That's on Madison.
Okay.
For production team members.
And what's the date?
It's same.
Okay. And that's online also?
Yes.
And submitted, application submitted. Okay. So what's your phone number?
It's 256-910.
Mm-hmm. 9073. Okay. And everything you told me is true and correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let me give you your transaction number.
Okay.
You ready? 489-862-805.
Okay.
Now it's done. Now, what number do you be calling for your certification?
I have this rating studio right here. It's the 866-234-5382.
I don't know what number that is, but the number we usually tell people is 1-800-752
7389.
Yes.
Okay. 1-800-752-7389.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. I don't know. I searched online for it, and I guess that's what I got.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the toll-free line. You can call it from anywhere that I just gave you.
Okay, 1-800-752-7389. Okay, and when will be the good day to like file? By
it starts Wednesday? On Sunday. It starts Sunday, and you have until 5 p.m. Friday. So you got 6 days that you can do a certification.
Okay. So I could do them every Wednesday?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. Okay. Sounds good. And call that number. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. And thank you for calling the unemployment claims line. And you have a great day.
Thank you. Stay blessed. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.